We are talking on today's sports feature with Melody Barnett, the head girls golf coach at East Atchison. Her team's had a fantastic season, and they're getting ready for district play coming up. Coach, first off, you know, tell us about the season you guys have had there at East Atchison and how you're feeling as you get ready for district play.
We have had some ups and downs this season. We came out pretty strong early in the season, and then in the past couple of weeks, we had a few struggles and just some girls, like their games just weren't quite where they needed to be. And then recently we played in the Auburn tournament. They were all back to where they're supposed to be. So we're feeling much better and feeling like we're back where we need to be.
Yeah, and you know, looking back at that Auburn tournament, I mean, there were some good teams there. Obviously, your team, Rockport, Auburn, all been playing pretty well lately. Well, what stood out to you on that day that maybe can carry over into the postseason?
It seemed as though each girl set some sort of PR that day, either a 9-hole PR or an 18-hole PR. So after the slump that we had been in, they were excited. The assistant coach and I were excited and super proud of them. I've been telling them all season, it's a long season that happens quickly, but you just have to trust us and trust the process, and it'll get better. And we are finally getting there. They were playing very well on Monday.
Yeah, obviously that's a highlight to the year. Are there any other kind of moments that stand out in terms of what you guys have been able to do this year?
This is a great group of girls I have again. Our number one and two spots were pretty secure, but our 3, 4, 5, 6, they just kind of changed around a lot. So I've got a lot of golfers that are ready to move up the ranks, and I think a lot of that is because they practice a lot in the summer and they attend some summer tournaments, so it's been fun to watch them learn and grow.
Yeah, who have been the girls in the lineup leading the way this year?
Amelia Larson from Fairfax, she's a senior, and Danica Agnew from Tarkio is a junior, and they've been our two team leaders so far this year, playing well, and I think they'll be good role models taking us into districts. They've played that course before, so they'll be able to tell the girls kind of what to expect.
When things have gone well for your team this year, I know you mentioned it's been kind of up and down at different times, but when things have gone really well, what have been the things behind it? What have been the things that you've really liked?
I've seen some girls really having great tee shots this year and getting off that tee box to get them started down the fairway. It's worked out well. We do spend a lot of time in practice working on chipping and putting, so it's always exciting when you can see those putts fall and think maybe the drills have helped. I don't know.
Melody Barnett, the head girls golf coach at East Atchison, on the other side of it, when maybe you guys haven't played up to the expectation that you had, where have been some of the areas that have been behind that? And I'd imagine there's been an emphasis on trying to improve upon those.
Yes. It just kind of seems, for a couple of girls, it might have been fairway shots. For another girl, it was putting. And so sometimes at practice, we just kind of, each person kind of works on for a little while what they really need to work on. And as you know, golf happens very quickly. So sometimes I think part of it's just sheer exhaustion. They're good students, getting their homework done and maintaining honor roll status and playing a sport and being gone from school a lot. So sometimes I think it just takes a toll on them.
Now, looking ahead to the district meet, obviously a lot of teams are going to be there competing for state qualifications. Thoughts heading into this meet, and ultimately what are the goals and expectations that you guys will take into that district tournament?
Well, we would love to place as a team again this year. We missed out on that last year by a few strokes. So we would like to bring a plaque back home this year. But also, I know I have several girls that could make that cut. So we are looking forward to a good round. A few of them have played that course before. So we are really going to do our best to bring home some hardware.
Yeah, and for you guys to have the success that you want to have there at the district meet, what will that have to look like?
I would say the girls need to be shooting right around a 50 per nine. And so if we can get in that range, I've got a couple that normally break that 50 mark. So if we can do that, we will be happy with our results, I think.
Melody Barnett, head girls golf coach at East Atchison. Coach, appreciate the time today. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.